99, we're going to be off the air at 005. WRWB from, oh, I should have said 489, WSHM 738. Good morning, WRWB 489 here. Good morning. Yeah, supposed to get some rain today in the forecast.
I don't think I looked.
I can always turn my TV on and check Alexa.
Well, not in the next 6 hours anyways. I'm not even really showing much for Thursday or Friday. It's more like Saturday. Sure about today. Later today, I'm not sure about.
Okay. Yeah, I could always ask her, you know, see what happens.
No, it's supposed to get warm today, like 87, and then 77. 87 today, 80 tomorrow, 77 Friday, then like 73, 76 Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, okay.
What time you gotta get rolling today?
I gotta be out of here by 6:30. I was going to have been watching the PBA, and they got this guy, he's been on the, I think since, what, 2011, EJ Tackett. He's pretty good. He's almost like, I don't know, like Earl Anthony status.
Yeah, I know who he is, actually.
Yep, that's him and his wife. You know, she's a pro bowler too. I'm like, yeah, he's pretty damn good. You know, he's not bad.
All the names have changed, Mike. You know, since I used to watch Bowling back in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, copy. I did read Earl Anthony's thing, you know, I'm like, wow, I guess he made, what, the most money, you know, doing the PBA circuit?
I doubt it, because basically they didn't pay them guys anything back in those days.
I thought I'd seen something where, yeah, I read where he made, like, what was it, the most money, you know, at that time, you know, on the PBA circuit. I could be wrong, though.
So, yeah, maybe, you know, maybe in his time, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it said, you know. Yeah, yeah, I did read where they didn't, you know, pay those people that much. You know, you'd think, I mean, you're on TV, but I guess, you know, they don't get that many sponsors.
Oh, again, you know, back in their time, they didn't get, you know, they didn't get paid as much, so. I'm sure Pete Weber had to be up there, like, if you look at all times, right?
No kidding. Well, look at baseball players back then. They only got paid, what, $34,000 a year back in the 60s? That's not a lot.
Yeah, well, that's exactly my point, right? They didn't get paid a lot. But that was a lot of money to them back then.
It's not like these players today, they get, like, million-dollar contracts.
More than that. So, yeah, it's crazy. So, just going into the NFL, I mean, I think their starting salary as a rookie is like $500,000.
That's still a lot of money.
Sure, for a kid coming out of college, $500,000? Yeah. That's the minimum. So that's the minimum they get. Now, if you're a star, well, then that changes everything.
Yeah, sure. And then when you retire, you get a spot on ESPN or Fox Sports.
Oh, well, there you go. WSHM 738 to be legal.
WRWB 49.
Oh, anyways, anything else going on today for you?
No, not really. Maybe do some more stuff around the house when I get off work, but that's about it.
Yeah, so it does look like it's going to be a pretty nice day, so...
Yeah, it said no rain until like, what, I think it said Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, it's almost like the grass could use a little more water.
Right, for sure, because my front yard's starting to look like straw. Oh, man.
Yeah, it could actually use a good, like, overnight rain. In other words, a good soaking.
Yeah, it'd be the best way to go. And if it rains during the daytime and then it gets hot out afterwards, you're just going to burn the grass. Well, Mother Nature is anyway.
Yeah, correct. Well, it was nice seeing you guys last night. I didn't have, you know, much time. I had a bunch of things going on after work and this, that, and the other thing. But it was good catching up with you guys for a bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that pizza was good, by the way. I hope you heard me, but I said thanks.
Hey, you know, no big deal, Mike. We'll have to go sit down somewhere and eat my treat, but hey, you know, what's a few slices of pizza, you know? What, the price of a head gasket?
Yeah, depending on where you go. Yeah.
No big deal. Excuse me. Exhaust, manifold, gasket, don't want to be incorrect, right? I think they're a little cheaper.
You know, I never had to replace one. But then again, you know, I don't drive jalopies, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, well, there you go, anyways. Yeah. Waiting for this donut shop to open up. There they go. They're a few minutes early. Give me a minute, Mike. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738. That'd be right back.
All right. I'll be standing by. WRWB 489.
This is WSBQ 996 monitoring.
Good morning, Polly. Haven't heard you out here in a minute.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Yeah, I was talking to Jack yesterday, and he was wondering how you were. I says, well, I talked to him, you know, a few days ago. He's doing all right. Yeah, he was, just because he hasn't heard you out here in a while, he just wanted to know how you were.
I'm still kicking. Sometimes I just like to listen.
Yeah, you need to talk in that mic a little bit there. It's a little light audio. People that are driving with the ambient noise in the background, it's hard to hear you. You gotta get up on that microphone there, Paulie.
Yeah, how about now?
Mucho grandios.
So I could get a better microphone.
Oh, I heard you that time. You were sounding okay.
In fact, we have to eat this microphone.
Mobile radio.
You got a lot of noise coming in there. We transmit to Paul.
What's going on here?
You're getting a lot of QRM. You must be in a weak spot.
Is it QRM or QRM? One is man-made, and one is just a weak signal. Natural. Should be getting better.
You're getting better there. You must be, getting away from your bad spot.
Yeah, that was probably noise, you know, it's just from a weak signal, bad spot, so. This time it wasn't, you know, interference. So, there you go.
Hold on a moment, I'm going to take a standby, guys. WRWB 49.
Yeah, so what are you on, a handheld, Polly? Is that what you're using?
Yeah, I'm on the Bovane.
Okay, yeah. Sometimes you gotta close talk those. I mean, you know, it is what it is, right? You just gotta make it a habit.
Yeah, like I said, last we have to eat this microphone.
Yeah, some of these radios probably don't really, I think they're quality control on there. Probably in many aspects, but one of the aspects would be the deviation, right? And if it's light, then your audio is light, so.
Hey, are you, WHFM?
Oh, my call? Is that what you're asking? What my call is? WSHM. Yes. 738.
WSHM?
Correct.
I forgot to put the S in there. I got the 738.
All right, well, there you go. That's, you got it now. That's what it is.
Yeah, okay. I figured I'd just key up and let you guys know I'm still alive. I'm
we'll get back on the side here and monitor and get back to what I was doing. So I'll catch you guys out there later. This WSBQ 996 with monitoring.
Wow, you were far away from ticking over to the next increment in call signs. They run from 200 to 1,000. I don't know why they don't give out anything in between serial number 000 and 199, but they all start from 200 up to 999, and then I think they toggle over to the next letter in the alphabet. So, all right, Polly, you have a good morning, good hearing you, and enjoy the day.
You too, there, Paul.
And we'll wait for you to show back up, Mike, WSHM 738.
Okay, I'm back. WRWB
49. Yep, WRWB 489 from WSHM 738. Paulie signed out here about 4 minutes ago or something like that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm just... I had a phone call, so that's why I get off for a minute.
Roger on the phone call. Hopefully it was a good phone call, like the Michigan State Lottery said you won $1 million on a lottery ticket.
Yeah, don't I wish. You know, last week I played the Daily 3, wheeled it, didn't win.
Yeah, I don't really play it, so... I mean, every now and then when the Mega Millions or Powerball gets way up there, I'll buy a couple tickets just to have a shot in the dark, you know what I mean? Wasted more. Well, I think it just went up. Hasn't it gone up now? It costs a lot more to play, I think, now.
I forgot. I'm not sure.
Well, in any event, it used to be $2. Now I think it's like maybe $5. I don't know. That's why I don't know. I don't play it enough. But I think it has gone up, though, because they were talking about this a while ago. So I think it's maybe $4 or $5 now to play it. I'll have to look that up when I get to work.
Yeah, copy that. Is there another breaking station in there? Go ahead.
I heard a mic rattling.
Yeah, I heard that too. I thought maybe somebody else is trying to get in there.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyways. Could have just been their mic bumping up against the speaker housing of the cassette player. Who knows?
Yeah, that could be. Who knows, right?
I remember getting those things for Christmas, like in the 70s, Mike. As a big deal as a kid to have a cassette player.
Oh, yeah, right. That's a antique now.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the modern-day deal are these handheld digital ones now.
Could even make them in stereo.
You had a little reverb in there with your last transmission.
Reverb? I don't know anything about that. That's somebody screwing around, Mike, because they tried doubling with you. I heard the signal underneath yours mixing, so...
Yeah, it happened again. You wouldn't happen to have another radio on, would you?
No, no, it's got nothing to do with me. It's you know who. It's your choice of one of the three.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, but, you know. Now they wonder why they're wanting to dismantle the system because of the tomfoolery that's going on.
Those three don't respect anything, so I would expect nothing less from them. These are the two worst things that ever happened to GMRS and ham radio. As far as ham radio goes, dropping the Morse code requirement, and GMRS going to $30 for 10 years, right? The two worst things that ever happened because of these situations.
Well, for what it's worth, interferences coming from the Mount Clemens repeater.
Yeah, they're too far away from Detroit to probably cause havoc, right? And make no mistake about it, this is, levied at me and you. And there's only three people out here that have licenses that have problems with me and you. Right? So that is Alex Barr over there on Lambrook in East Point, north of 9 Mile Road. Then on Marquette Street, you have Scott Hubble under his wife's license at WSU 202. And then Eli Chappell. Those three individuals. Now that one I heard. These three people
hey,
should
man,
be banned from this repeater
system.
Mouth,
I ain't over here doing nothing, all right? So every morning, won't you just keep me out of your mouth, Paul? Every morning I sit here and listen to you talk your shit. Won't you shut up, man?
You should be banned and your wife's license should be stripped from her. You want to hit me in the head with a brick and kill me, don't you? I think that speaks volumes of what you do here with your two buddies. You don't like it? Shut your radio off and sell it and hand your wife's license in.
You just keep me out of your conversations, man. I ain't doing nothing to you guys, man. I don't sit here and say nothing, man. So keep me out of your mouth.
Go away, loser boy. Nobody wants to hear you here. You and your two buddies. Hit the road. It's the best thing you could do for GMRS. You're going to ruin it for everybody, jammer.
Everything was fine until you came out here, Paul. Everything was great until you came out here. The problem came with you.
Yeah, me just being a normal guy out here respecting the radio system and you guys trying to jam us. So you point it in any direction you want, Scott Hubble. You're a piece of crap and you know it.
Every morning you come out here and throw little shots at me, man. Every morning. I listen to you. Every morning. So don't tell me that it's me. It's you every morning out here throwing little shots at me. Won't you get your license taken away?
Well, go ahead and take it away from me, and you can hit me in the head with a brick at the same time. Call my granddaughter the N-word. You're a piece of trash is what you are. And the worst thing that ever happened is you three showing up here. Especially that little punk Eli Sample, right? You're all cut from the same cloth. Now hit the road. Nobody wants to talk to you. You're interfering with my conversation.
Like I said, everything was fine out here until you came out here. Just because you got booted off of the other system, now you're down here every morning, man. You throw shots out at me, and I ain't doing nothing to you, man. Keep me out of your mouth, and that is it.
Go away, loser boy. Go back on your heroin and kill yourself. All right, Mike. I'm going to let the idiots have it. Everything was fine until I showed up here. Yeah, because they start attacking us out here. That's what they do. Trash bags. All right, we'll see you, Mike. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738. They should shut this system down and blame it on those three people.
Everything was fine until you come out here and start attacking me.
Why? Because I'm not a 3.5-year-old girl you can call the N-word to? WSHM 738. Since these trash bags leave Mike, this place would be a better place.
That's what happens when you give, you know, hillbillies a $35 license and a $10 radio. Roger. All right, there. We'll catch you later. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
Hey, get it right, man. It's a $35 license and a $250 radio.
And don't forget one idiot running it. All right, WSHM 738.
WSTI 432 monitoring.
WSFC 793, get a copy. This is WRWB 49. Again, this is WRWB 49 calling WSFC 793. Negative copy on WSFC 793. This is WRWB 49. We'll be standing by.
WPA66 monitoring. WSIC866 listening.
Node 710 connected to node 700.
WIZX 218. WIZX 218. WIZ 38 copy. WIZ 38 clear.
WSTM 99 mobile and monitoring.
488 WSGH 922.
So, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
No, pretty good. Nice day today. It's going to get warm.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I heard exactly. So it's not going to rain by you, is it?
I don't know. I haven't really looked at the weather. I don't think so. I think it's going to be nice all day.
That's good. It's going to be nice all day. At least, you know, we have to work outside a little bit. That's why.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm going to go out and cut the yard here in a little bit. It's been studying day two.
What are you getting?
I haven't taken the test yet. I've went through 100% of the questions. So I just keep going through the questions and I'll take the test.
Yeah, I haven't done nothing. I was on a G1 and I have all that G1 in my mind.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, it's challenging for sure. You definitely gotta just keep at it and keep going over it and over it.
I tell you, it might take you 2 weeks or three.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I'll keep at it here. You know, I'm not going to do it all day, every day, but just keep plugging away at it. I think I'll contact Captain Don and do the online thing.
Sure.
Is that weed whacker and blower running?
Oh, I don't know yet. I left them in the garage. I had to go shopping yesterday. I had to go grocery shopping yesterday, and that took a long time because I had to go to Sam Club and Costco, both of them.
Oh, man, I'm boycotting Sam's now. I think I told you what they did to me. They just arbitrarily renewed my membership. Even, you know, we got a new Costco here in Flint, and I bought a membership there, and I wasn't sure whether I was going to renew my Sam's Club, and they just automatically renewed it, $110 on my card. I got mad at them. I told them I want my money back.
Probably they will give you 2 years.
I don't know. The lady on the phone says, "Oh, you've been a member over 20 years." And she says, "Hang on." She comes back and says, "Sorry for that. That's a new policy we're doing with all our card members. We'll give you a $5 gift card." I said, "No, thanks. Just give me my money back." I was mad.
Yeah, no, they can do better than that, believe me. I called them for another membership with somebody else. They said, no problem. You can add three people or four people on that card.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of wrong to me. I mean, what if people, they just took it out of my account automatically. You know, what if people don't have the money, you know, and it screws up their bank account? So anyways, I'm not sure. I like Sam's. There's certain things I like there, but they pissed me off.
Well, I do too. Sam, if you walk around Sam, I mean, they're not almost everything, but they got almost whatever you needed. I mean, 3-4 different, you know, dishwashing, 3-4, you know, clothes washing too. They got all tied, and they got chains. They got all these, you know, just a little bit more variety in Costco.
Yeah, there's certain things that, you know what I'm finding, I've only been to the Costco here in Flint 2 or 3 times now, but we bought some of their meat, and I wasn't too impressed with their meat compared to Sam's, and I like Sam's paper products better than Costco's. So, I don't know, there's a decision to be made for sure.
My brother always goes for a paper product, always to Sam Club, not Costco.
Now, see, there's someone else that's got the same opinion. So, yeah, I guess, you know, I've tried both, and I prefer Sam's paper products, their toilet paper and paper towel over Costco. So, and their meat, you know, Sam's meat, I think, is cheaper and better quality. So, there it is.
Yeah, that's for sure. I was out there checking the prices and checking the higher. But Santa Club is good. They have
You want 625 or the Detroit there, or which one you want? Cause it sounds like that big diesel, you're cutting in and out.
Yeah, my 625. How about now? Is now any better?
Yeah, 100% better. Drop that diesel right out.
Well, you know, that repeater always does that. As soon as 2022 was doing that in the morning, but in the afternoon, it doesn't do that. There's another repeater by that, and I think those guys, they talk on it, so, you know, the almost, not almost the end of the day, but turn it off after that.
Yeah, that's what you said, that during the day it's a little bit rougher than at night, for sure. It makes sense. All right, Jack, I'll let you go here. I'm going to get to studying here for another hour, and then get on a lawnmower. We'll talk to you later there, my friend. WSGH 922 will be clear.
Well, good to hear you out there anyhow. I couldn't hear you yesterday, but today is no problem at all. And we'll talk later. WIE.
WSBM 993 mobile monitoring.
Hello, 993, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Good afternoon, 810. Beautiful day today. It'll be a warm one, I think. How's your day going out there on the road?
bad. It's nicer outside of the car than in the car. I was just up by the Haysco Lake for a minute there, and there's a nice cool breeze coming through there.
Roger that. You think that water is warm enough to swim in yet, or no?
I can tell you is there's people swimming in it. That's all I can tell you.
You want to go get your swimsuit on, bathing suit on, or whatever, and jump in there?
Yeah, not today. Too much to do. Last year I took the kids up there several times, and they really enjoyed it. Oops, had the radio on scan. Hope I didn't just put out on the wrong channel there, but I used to take the kids up there last year, and they enjoyed it.
10, are you still out there? This is WSBM 993. Sorry about that. I had a phone call that came in there. I didn't mean to drop out on you like that.
Charlie Zebra 10, no worries.
So anyways, what were you saying exactly now? I guess you were talking or whatever. What were you saying?
Sorry, I had taken the kids up there a few times last year to Haysco, and they really enjoyed it.
Roger that. You got kids too, don't you?
Yep, 18 and 6.
That one. Yeah, I hear you. I'm gonna maybe go take a drive out there to that refuge center today out there by your place. So I'm going out that way. What was the name of that road I turned on again, Curtis?
Yeah, 13 is if you're coming to my house, but instead go to the next intersection. It's very clearly marked. You'll take a right and just follow that all the way to the end.
Roger that, and you can drive back in through there and stuff? You can drive back there, or you can only walk in there?
It's like a 5.5-mile driving trail that you can go out on the levees and stuff.
The driving trail, I mean, is it pretty solid back there? I mean, you're not going to get stuck back there or anything, correct?
Maintained very well.
The sign that says driving path or roadway path or whatever to drive down, and then the other one will say like walking path or what?
Walking path's along the driving path, but if you just get on the road, you just keep driving it. When you get to the end of the road, it puts you right onto it. Like, you don't really have much of a choice.
I copy that. I just want to make sure I'm not going to get stuck back there. I'm going to be seeping into any dirt or mud or any swampiness or anything like that.
I go out there a lot. Even after it rains, it's still, you'll be fine.
Copy that one. All right, man, sounds good. We'll talk at you in a little bit or something. You going to be on for a little bit?
Jump out here for a little bit, go grab me some lunch, and then I'll be back on the road again.
Okay, copy that one. We'll maybe talk with you in a little bit then. This is WSBM 993. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 10, we're clear.
Outside. Say that again. I said the 993, you still in there? WSBM 793.
Go ahead, Dave. Real staticky you are, but I can hear you. Back on that, Dave, you're really static. You try again.
Oh, place. I didn't mess with anything. I don't know, man. I haven't touched anything. So I don't know. Yeah, there's no feather one of them things. Hang on, I'm going to run over to Detroit. Alright, how's that?
That's a little bit better there, 793, WSBM 993.
Yeah, roger that. Is it still staticky?
Sir, you must be on Detroit now, that, huh?
Yeah, let me see here. I don't know, man. I haven't touched anything, I haven't messed with anything, I haven't moved anything, I haven't done none. I don't know why the hell it's staticky.
You're sounding really good now, by the way.
Yeah, roger that. It should be sounding really good on Mount Clemens, too, but I'm not going to, I ain't going to nitpick. Like I said, I didn't touch anything, so I don't know. This stuff is weird.
But yep, you're sounding really good now, though, by the way, so it's all good.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I'll just stick around on this one, though, whatever the case. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what's going on. I haven't touched anything. I haven't moved the antenna. I haven't put nothing next to the antenna or whatever the case. So what you doing?
Not too much, man. Same old, that's about it.
Yeah, about the same here. I don't know what the hell happened. Woke up with a sore neck. Damn, neck hurts like crazy. Hurts to turn my head. Hurts to do anything. I don't know what happened. But other than that, I'm doing all right.
Copy that. Well, that's good, man. I'm glad everything is going well for you. Otherwise, glad it's, you know, everything's going good for you.
Yeah, it's about as good as going. Sorry about that. I'm going about as good as it's going to be, so I don't know. I really ain't got much to say anyway. I just wanted to get in there and wave at you and try to get the stiff neck or whatever it is about my neck, get it straightened out here. So I'll catch you in a little bit. You're sounding good, too. Sound really good. Always good to talk to you. Like I said, I don't have much to say. I just wanted to say hello, so we'll get that in there. I'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend. WSOZ 793. I'll listen after your final.
See that, man. Always good to hear from you and talk with you as well, man. Definitely, for sure. And I hope you feel better. We'll definitely talk again soon. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
Roger, roger.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
WIGX 218, WIGX 218, WIGX 218, copy. A little modulation on that radio.
WIGX YUG-488, Jack, WRZP-544, Bob here. If you don't have any modulation, brother, we can barely hear you.
Hello, Bob. How about now? Can you hear me now better?
RZP-544 for identification. Yeah, Jack, much better. 100% there, brother.
Roger, because I was on 675, Mom Clemens to Peter. And I'm by there, too. I mean, I'm not too far from him. I guess the Peter is not so great for this radio. Anyhow, how you doing, Bob? I haven't heard you.
So here's that. Just got done mowing the property and got the old lunch here out on the picnic table, enjoying the scenery. Beautiful day here, Roger.
Roger. And here the car says 86, so I don't know how it's 86. It's hot in here too. Roger.
Happy on 82 there, Jack. It's 73 here, and as always, out at my property, I've got a beautiful west wind, it's very comfortable. Well, Jack, you be good. You be safe. We'll do it again, I'm sure, my friend. Best to you and yours and your family, brother. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, clear on your final, as always, sir.
And Bob, good to hear you out there, and good talking to you. We'll talk again anyhow, anytime you like. No problem at all. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG-488.
Afternoon, Jack. WRNW-329.
Hello, Tim. You're sounding good, Tim.
Probably if I get any closer, I'll probably bump in at a repeater. I'm downtown here, just getting off of work. Got to get some fuel here. Nice day today.
I got to go shopping a little bit, and I'm here on 59. Going to shopping at Home Depot, that's why.
Okay, well, don't spend all the money, Jack. Don't spend it all today. Save a little bit for the next day. Can't copy that last transmission. There was something going on. Some kind of interference or something here. Barely making you out there. Maybe it's the repeater. Catch you a little later on. WRNW-329, clear for now.
I know Jack well. Always a pleasure. WRZP 544, Bob in Sheboygan County. Clear on your final, brother.
Hey, Bob. Yeah, I know the signal's not the greatest, but hey, I appreciate you coming back. You have a great day up there, and be safe, be 12, back again, WSAI 47.
SAA 336 monitoring. SAA 336 mobile and monitoring.
SBM 993 mobile monitoring.
WRS GT 772 Shelby Township monitoring on the mobile.
WSCP 544 WQZJ 969 copy.
WRS GT 772 Shelby Township monitoring.
WSBM 993 portable monitoring.
Good afternoon from WRWB 489.
Good afternoon from WSCW 983 Grand.
Last station in there, did you say Grand Rapids?
Negative, Grand Blank.
Copy on the Grand Blank. You have WRWB 49 just over here in Lenox Township.
Sorry, gotta go, my
I am using a handheld with 45.
You got a lot of bacon frying in there, and you're probably getting into the repeater.
WSID 817, WSID 817, WSBM 993, copy. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
WROM out of Mount Morris. Anybody got a copy?
Mount Morris, WSBM 993, located in Saginaw. How are you?
Good afternoon, sir.
I am doing well. I'm on my back porch with a handheld GD5G Plus with 45 and foldable tactical antenna.
Roger that.
You have good modulation, however, quite a bit of static in the background. Find one place where you keep good and stand still there, brother. But other than that, keep doing what you're doing. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Clear and monitoring on your final.
Copy that. WROM 813, clear and monitoring.
WSGI 432 monitoring.
Hey, good afternoon, Jimmy. We're linked. I'm just leaving work right now also. WSGU 844.
Do that, Sherman. How you doing? WSGI 432.
Doing better now. On the way home. Sterling Heights.
Days are always good there at the end of the day for working.
Roger, Roger. How you doing? How was your day?
Not too bad. I didn't get to steal that Bay City run, but I got to go to Clarkston and Sterling Heights there to the other store at 19 Mile and Van Dyke. And that was about it. It killed a few hours, and now I'm home.
Oh, you went home? Wow, that's cool. So you had an early day?
No, I got out at 3:45. It's supposed to work until 7 to 5, but they've been kicking us out a little early.
I copy that. Make some warm up there.
Yeah, it's pretty warm over here. I think it feels like it's probably about 80.
Copy that. Yeah, it's in the mid-80s here. My truck is saying 92, but it's been in the sun, so. But, yeah, it's nice. So, yeah, two more days and we're done for the week. Hallelujah.
Roger that. I think I might go and cut my front yard today and do my back tomorrow there.
Copy that. I did my front 2 days ago, and I got the back to do yet. But the kids are coming over tonight, so I won't get up for dinner, so I won't get a chance to do it today. So maybe tomorrow or Saturday or Sunday, whenever. So, all right, I'm going to clear. And I'll let someone else talk to you or whoever wants to talk since the link is open. And so have yourself a good evening, and we'll chit-chat with you tomorrow morning. And I'll be clear after your final, WSGU 844.
Yeah, man. Drive safe, and I'll talk at you tomorrow, WSGI 432. I'll be monitoring.
HR 566 to WSGU 844, you got a copy?
Hey, got my text, WSTU844. I don't know how much longer we'll be able to talk. Well, I'm still in town. Yeah, some clowns out there messing around with one of the repeaters. Who knows which one?
Oh, that's exactly what he is. He thinks he's funny, but hopefully they catch him.
Yep, copy that. How's it going? Been busy today?
Yeah, we just got back from an accident about 20 minutes ago.
Copy that. I must have missed it.
Yeah, it was at 21 and North.
I copy that. They're doing construction or something at the 25-mile bridge on 53, and traffic's all backed up, and so I'm getting off at 23 and taking Old Van Dyke.
Oh, copy that. I don't blame you.
That's what I can't stand. I can't stand stupid people, bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Oh, I bet.
Well, you got what you've been doing today?
Big truck this morning, watched the squad and doing some stuff on the computer. That's about it, trying to stay cool.
Copy that. Yeah, it's been a warm one. They said it's mid-80s. I've got 91 on the truck right now. And yeah, red 91 on the Frito truck also.
Yeah, copy that. They got a thing on Facebook for the 122 Air Wing. They these planes in. They said they brought them in here because they want to see what the main thing is.
You're breaking up, buddy. You can find another spot.
How's that?
That's better. You were saying something about the 127th?
Yeah, they had a thing on Facebook that that those planes that came in are the ones that are going to come to Selfridge, and they said that they came in there for so they know what kind of maintenance and upgrades they're going to have to do to the base.
I copy that. That's cool. So they said it's going to be about 5 years until we get those F-15, so it'd be cool if we get it sooner, but they got to make the runway longer. So they're going to mess up 59 and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of work.
I don't know if they have to make it longer. They just did that a couple, 10, 12 years ago they did that. They resurfaced it and made it wider and everything so the B-52s could come in there in bigger planes.
Oh, they've been serving in long M-59, and I was told by some of the people there on the base that they have to make the runway longer.
Oh, so that's all that road there is going to go bye-bye.
Yep, so they're going to connect it to that road for on DJs. They're going to connect it to that road somehow or another. Oh, my God, there's a guy on a motorcycle just in a pair of shorts and a hat. No shirt on. Yeah, that's stupid.
Well, then if that happens, there's going to be a lot of congestion on 21 mile then.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess. So hopefully I'm retired by then. 4 more years and I'm retired, so I'm hoping.
Yeah, copy that.
Yeah, they're, the KC-46 is a bigger plane than the KC-135.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right.
Pretty cool. cool watching that that 15 do touch and goes. It was really cool.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't hear them over here at where I'm working.
If you were outside, you probably would have. But yeah, I was inside the commissary, and I thought it was the 810s messing around, and nah, they don't sound like that. And then I got outside, and they were the F-15s.
Yeah, they call them F-15X. Yeah.
Have to copy that. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, copy that.
So is the new engine 3 all nice and clean? Did you have to wash it, or was it already washed?
No, we had to switch engines because they got that tons of trucks this weekend. So we bought engine 2, the one that clean I was going to tack with today, but they went up to station 3, and I don't think anybody else up there is going to wash it.
Copy that. So one of the new engines will be there at the touch of truck?
Yeah, I think the engine and the ladder truck are going to be there.
Cool. Where's this at?
It's at Heinrich and 21 Mile there where the Seneca school is over by Dakota. They have it in Seneca's parking lot.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I don't know what... I know we have that park, and we'll probably put that on Saturday. But I guess we got to go up there Friday for something.
Hopefully everything works out. It should be all right, though.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, well, the adjuster for the roof is coming out to look at it on Friday, 5 o'clock, so I got to start early on Friday.
Well, you looked out on that one time. You told me that the insurance is going to pay for that. Man, God, we're looking down on you two guys. That would save you a lot of money.
Well, that's not in stone yet. I think that's why the adjuster is coming out, possibly. So we'll find out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you have to come out and look at it. Yeah, I forgot about that. Well, hopefully it gets done.
I hope so.
Well, hey, I'm going to let you go because I got a couple of things to do here and open up the airwaves. I'll talk to you later. WSHR, 5-6 play after the final.
Okie dokie, Kev. Good talking to you. Right, everything's going all right today, so be safe. And, maybe we'll talk to you later. WSGU 844. And I'll be on the monitoring side.
WSIK 839. WSBM 993 portable monitoring.
Hey, what are we going to do about them people that are going to be rioting downtown this weekend?
WSET 544 to BQZJ 969, copy.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring. WSHR 566 to WSBN 993, got a copy. WSBM 993, go ahead, Kevin.
I just want to say hi to you. I'm glad the link is open. Hope you had a good day today, and just wanted to say hi.
Do that. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for reaching out and say hello. I'm glad they got the link up and going. That's awesome. Very much appreciated. But anyways, I was thinking of going to the fire department. Pretty good?
Yes, sir.
A lot of call-outs, or has it been pretty slow?
Kind of slow today.
See that. I hear ya. But, alright, Kevin, yeah, sounds good, man. Enjoy your day. You and the wife there. And, we'll definitely do it again, my friend. WSBM 993 will be back clear and monitoring.
Yeah, nice talking to you. Hope I talk to you again here soon. Have a good night. WSHR 566 clear monitoring.
Hey, FFC now, too. Yeah, I'm glad the repeaters are open for you guys. It always makes it more interesting when everybody can communicate. Roger.
Roger that, for sure, definitely. This must be Captain, copy, WSBM 993.
Node 710, disconnected.
Yeah, roger that, 993. So I'm just glad the repeaters are up and going. It's just so much better, you know. When the repeaters were down, it was dead on this end down here. So it's so much better. You know, I usually keep mine on all night, and when the repeaters are down, it's kind of dead. You just hear people every once in a great while. So when the repeaters are up, everybody's communicating. That's a good thing.
WSCI 847, WIUG 48, copy. WSCI 847, WIUG 48, copy. WIPX 218. WIUG 48, copy. WICX 218, WING 48, copy. WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WING 48, copy.
FFT now to 973 out there. WFFT now to 973 out there. Yeah, no response on 973. 902. I'll be monitoring.
WRWX1 mobile monitoring. WSTI 847. WIUG48, copy.
What's up, Jack?
First, how you doing? I have a 625 problem.
I'm doing okay. Just getting ready to listen to a little music and probably calling tonight. But same problem as usual.
I believe so.
Ooh, uh-oh, we might have a bigger problem down there than usual, because I can't log into the equipment remotely. That's not good.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, sometimes it happens. What can you do? You can't do anything.
Yeah. Huh. Is it? Okay. Let me check a few things out. WRU850.
WIUG48.
All right, Jack, should be all better.
WSTI 847, WIUG 48, copy.
WSAI 47. How you doing, Jack?
Very good. How about you? I haven't heard you out there in a while.
Yeah, the repeater was kind of low profile down this way. I didn't want to send up a bad signal, but you're sounding great tonight. Really, really good signal there, Jack. Go ahead.
Roger. Yeah, you're sounding good, too. You're really sounding good here. Very clear, too. Roger.
Oh, yeah, Roger. Yeah, I got the text about that, about the other repeater in Ohio. Is that somewhere, you know where that's located?
No, I don't know where it's located, but it looked like it was 675 repeater in Ohio.
Yeah, I know there's one in the Metro Cleveland that's on 675. It's not the regular 141, it's 131, but yeah, I'm sure you'll be able to hear something like right now down this way when the signals are getting enhanced there a little bit with the conditions there, Jack. Go ahead.
I do that, yeah. It could be the condition. That's what it pulled it in the morning. But a friend of mine heard it, and that's why I sent it to you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, there's a... It's getting pretty popular now, HMRS stuff everywhere. Everybody's setting up a repeater somewhere. So, of course, this one's phenomenal, obviously. I think the link up north there is connected still, so that's great to hear. Yeah, it sounds great down here, Jack. You doing any on the ham side at all, any amateur radio stuff?
Yes, a couple of days ago I was talking to back to Mexico, back to Tennessee again. And you know what? I had a guy driving a car, and that's what he said. He was driving a car. He could hear me from Tennessee.
Oh, that's fantastic. What band? Do you remember what band you're on?
That was on 10 band, 28, 414, I believe it was 425 or 415.
Hey, okay, yeah, that's great. Well, that's good to hear, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of been a short skip lately, short stuff going on, like a sporadic year or something going on, so, but that's always good this time of year. Hopefully you get some more stuff going here, so. Anyway, Jack, you're sounding great tonight, great conditions, so I've got to let you go. They're always great to talk to you. You have a great evening. We'll talk again. WSAI 47.
Dan, good to hear you out there, and keep trying. I know you tried it this afternoon, but I was busy shopping. I went to Cabela's out there and came back. I did find me a nice pants up there. And that's why I was shopping. You take care. We'll talk again tomorrow or whenever you want. On that side or the other side. Doesn't matter. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48.
WRVV 525.
WRNW 329 monitoring.
WSTH 380 monitoring. WSTH 380 monitoring.
Reading 380, WRNW 329.
WSIE 375, monitoring, testing a radio, anyone copy? WSIE 375, monitoring, testing out a radio, anybody copy?
Yeah, I hear you, go ahead.
Ten four, thank you. Transmitting from Clinton Township.
WSFP 902, Clinton Township. Yeah, but you come through the repeater pretty good. Low modulation, I'm getting full signal off you, so you're good.
Okay, thank you, sir. Have a good evening.
You too.